Okay.
Yeah, but it's hard to think something so yeah.
fast.
Timed.
Well, I can't think of the other ones. So.
I get a lot of practice like that with that. Coming home late with the questions. I had no answer.
But I won. Oh, what is a cleaver? What is another name for a cleaver?
Oh, it's a knife. A knife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's the last question? The finger, the boutonniere.
The boutonniere, the finger.
The cleaver, and then.
Wow.
I can't remember. See, you always ask me.
I'm worse than you. I try to make it all your fault.
I've won quite a few times.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell, what station is that?
104.1. Classic hits.
Classic hits 104.1.
That's right.
All afternoon, we got the classic hits right now. Jim Pastrick at
8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning. Danny moves your fanny.
I used to listen to it every day on the way to work.
I loved
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim Pastrick was my favorite DJ. Love that guy. He retired and went there. He worked there for like
really?
2 years.
104.1 classic hits?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Well, I used to listen to 102.5, and then it went religious.
When I disc jockeyed weddings, he would be in the next hall. He would come over, and we'd talk. And I'm like, you know, you want to get in radio? And I'm like, I'd love to get in radio, but... Oh, well, you know, I got his phone number. Never did call him. Hmm. And then I see Dave Jixter got into the Rock and Roll Hall, or the Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
I thought of that.
Yeah, he used to work at Darien Lake when I worked around here in Pembroke. We would trade off. If I was booked, I gave him a gig for a wedding. And if he was booked, he'd give me a gig for a wedding.
Cool.
Growing up. And now he's and he's going in with Rob Ray and...
Mary Alice Demler
from Channel 2.
Going
to do what?
To be in...
The Broadcasting...
Oh, Hall of Fame.
The Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame, which is awesome. A big deal, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think.
Yeah, oh, I do. Yeah.
Irv Weinstein and people in there, yeah, it's big
deal. They've given people pleasure for years.
Absolutely.
Fun to listen to.
Absolutely. I mean, Dave, like, Jixter and I grew up together, you know, so it's cool to see that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He was at your wedding, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he do the disc jockey?
He played our music. Yeah, it was the last wedding he ever did.
Yeah, I talked with him after.
He goes, just so you know,
he's an all right guy.
I don't do weddings. I'm like, I know. But
well, you're not doing this one.
He wouldn't have done it for many people.
No.
When I first met her, I put software together for him to DJ. Because that's where the whole business was going.
Right.
But my shit that I had worked. It didn't, because there was problems with software. So he had me set the computer up for him. We met, and I'm like, "Wait, we got to pay for the whole thing, man. I'm not going to do any pirated versions for you.
Right?
You got to pay for it. You're looking at about $300 in software. You give me a good piece of equipment." He goes, "Oh, my computer guy's coming with me." I'm like, "Okay." So I did the software, and the computer guy did the hardware. I'm like, "This is legit, man. Perfect. We're good to go." And so, but the thing with the DJ too, there's all these little intricacies. But Dave was a great guy. I mean, he still is. I'm like, he's not dead or anything. God, sorry about that. Like, was a great guy. Like, but I haven't seen him since our wedding, just about. You know, I see him on TV. I see him. He's doing stuff. Good guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm doing this shit out of my bedroom that he does for a living, right? But for me, the nice thing is this somehow is like the sunset of my career. I want to do something like this. Mm-hmm. Just interview, have people hear, whatever, produce, help you.
Does that mean you got to stop what you're doing so you can do it later?
I think I may have to change professions. Because my knee is not good. And I don't know if I can pass the physical.
What's the retirement on this job? This one.
Oh, the retirement on this one is nothing.
But if you come up with the right thing, though, here's the thing. I mean, I could probably get 2 or 3 podcasts in here a week, and they could do whatever they want, and I'm just going to record them, right? I don't care what you talk about, and I'll give you the audio clean as a whistle, and you can even mix it. I'll give it to you raw. But it's going to cost you $100 an hour, somewhere around that's fair. So, and it's cheap, actually. Mm-hmm. And then we could do that for people, you know? If you want to do a one-hour podcast, $100, and I give it to you.
They're very popular right now.
Well, everybody's got a podcast, but the hard thing is trying to get a quality audio. We're up here.
Like there was
This is nice. It's kind of, it's...
This is very nice.
It's very... What I want it to be is friendly to talk on. Like I told him earlier that these mics are not real set up for singing, but they're easy to sing on. Because if you sing too loud, it automatically brings it back. Mm. If you talk quiet, it brings it up. So it's unless you're a good singer would hate that. Because a good singer knows where they're at with their loudness and can control their voice. My voice, not so much. Like, it's like golf with me. I swing it, and sometimes it goes 300 yards, and sometimes it goes 30 feet, right? But this helps with all that, right? So this helps. You don't sound great, but you sound comfortable. That's all I'm looking for, right? Get people to talk. Be friendly. I don't know what we're playing right now, but this is Pat Benatar.
Is it automatic play of rotation?
Or? Yeah, it is right now. Yeah, I mean, we got Boston up next. Joe Jackson, is she really going out with him? I love that song. But Smokin' by Boston's up next, but I can control that. Yeah, it's like right here. So if you look, this is what we're listening to now.
Okay.
And this here, like here's the music. This is the mixer. So I can bring it down, but you can actually hear it downstairs.
Yeah.
So
we heard it outside on the patio.
Yeah, because the whole house is playing what we hear right now. And actually what me talking, this red means we're on the air.
Oh.
That's on the air, right? Because I may have it, that it's Christmas once again.
Please come home for Christmas, baby.
What was that movie with John Travolta?
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Nope. Not
it was Uncle Sam's.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam's. Gilligan's.
Uncle Sam's. I remember that.
Uncle Sam.
I was too young.
The lights on the floor.
The dance floor.
We used to leave work on Friday.
Yeah. It jammed.
Hit that and spend our time.
That was back when everybody started learning to dance to the L.A. Walk.
You'd have like, there would be over 500 people. There'd be 1,000 people at Uncle Sam's.
Yeah.
It was huge.
It was biggest pickup place.
It was around the corner from where you grew up. Do you remember it?
No.
Cheektowaga?
It was, then after that was the Playboy Club. Firecracker was
the big drink. You can get a fire cracker and save the glass.
Something's going wrong around here.
I wasn't a big disco fan, though. Not a big one, but we lived it.
Yep.
I mean, you had
it was,
to.
Yeah. It was fun to go out and dance to and pick up chicks. I don't remember what that was like.
Though. Yeah, like Sheena Easton and stuff were like disco people and stuff. They were part of the rock and roll scene too. It was kind of fun, actually. Like Prince.
Sheena Easton was good too.
Yeah, it was like she Some was. That,
let's get
yeah.
physical.
My babe worked from 9 to 5 again. I take the morning train just to see him up. Remember that song? Mm-hmm. Or was that? My baby takes the morning train. Remember that song? What the
yes.
fuck?
Oh it's my god! It's called Morning Train.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the name of that?
Morning Train. Yeah. Really
might be a good guess.
I bet I don't have it.
It's My Baby Takes the Morning Train.
Yeah. Is it Morning Train?
I think it's the name of the song.
Use your phone.
Huh?
Siri.
I didn't bring mine up.
Yeah.
The song
works from 9 to 5 and then he comes back yeah, home yeah. again.
I need to do this.
I think it's, I'm pretty.
It is Morning Train.
It's Morning Train. Yeah.
I'm going to fire it up.
You go to the head of the class.
I got to fire it up. Hey, guys.
What year is that one from?
It's so funny. Oh my God! Look at that picture.
Oh,
that's the album.
Oh my God!
What year is this? Oh my God! Wow! She's got a more of a hit. Dude, they list the hits on the
yeah
for what's, something other.
What's another one?
Don't Send Flowers or something.
Oh yeah.
Then there's a For Your Eyes Only.
Oh yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah, well, that
oh
was,
Strut. I remember Strut.
For Your
too.
Eyes Only wasn't that a
James Bond Bond song?
Yeah. It was a
movie
title
too.
Of a movie.
Yeah, that's her hits top tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to tell you what year this is from. I'm thinking it's 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you could tell me it booked you.
Seems like it should.
Yeah, it would be nice to get more information, wouldn't it? I know in a heartbeat, you can touch the wrong button and you have silence, which is never good. Right.
Especially when you keep going and you don't know what's on.
Yeah, yeah. I like her voice though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got Boston up next. Oh, I have a bunch of stuff. I did a commercial for Jim's Saloon. It's pretty funny.
Well, you should play the commercial for Jim's.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not good though.
No, it's very good.
No, it's not. Oh, wait and see. It's not that good, though.
It's very good.
It's song so poor.
It's very good.
I just got all these new tools that make your voice sound better. And this was, I did this last October, November.
To use it when he was doing, two of his friends were doing like
Buffalo,
football talk.
Buffalo Bills podcast.
And so to like put in like a commercial, like he made one for Jim's.
Yeah, I had to, they're like, you should
like
do
a little jingle.
So I'm walking around the house and I'm like, da 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 da. And you just talk while you're playing the guitar. And he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, this is working. And I'm like, I started tuning it over and over again. You hear G-R-A-V-I-T?
Gravity.
You didn't hear that tonight? Yeah.
No.
Why do you always punish me? G-R-A-V-I-T. Why do you always punish me?
Wow. Who does that?
Gravity.
I did that. Tonight.
Oh, you did that? It's kind of like Len.
What's yes, that? There's a song. Yeah, L-A-T-E-R that week. You know that song? You must know that song.
What? No.
Play.
What is it? The commercial next?
The commercial next.
No,
yeah.
I want to play Len.
No, play the commercial next.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this is it. Oh no, this is not
this
it.
This is not it.
Oh, Sheena Easton still. So, gonna be. Huh. Oh, there he is. Right? What? I thought that was it. Pee so bad. Yeah.
We had the cats up here last week with us, and we're talking, and all of a sudden we hear, he reaches up.
Come on down to Jim's Saloon. We're open every day at noon. Hottest wings and the coldest beer around.
On ice in the summertime.
Wednesday is our wing night. $9 gets a dozen right. And Saturday, we'll do it all over again.
Not many places do two nights.
The only dough that Jim ever makes is fresh for the pizza he bakes. Come down and have some Thursday nights.
Thursday's our pizza night.
Come on down to Jim's Saloon.
Who made this? YouTube?
He did.
Grab a stool, sit your ass on down.
It's a little long.
Very cute.
Yeah, so that's what she wanted me to do. Yeah.
They have wing night on Saturdays too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they really? That's good to know.
Oh, yeah.
What was the tuner? What are they, 75 cents?
Think so.
What was the song? You wanted to play? No.
You. What song did you want to?
Yeah, it was something.
Or you played it already?
No, something with old
Len.
Gravity.
Yeah, Len.
Len.
Oh no, Gravity's a song I wrote tonight. I ain't even kidding you.
So, the boy cat reached up on he's very tall, and he was able to put his paws on the keyboard. God.
Oh no, kidding.
Oh, it's not a
was he wanted to play.
Was he any good?
Yeah, that's why we're like, what?
Keep going.
He just wanted to play.
Keep going. Record me, Dad.
Here we go. You guys know this.
That was it.
I know, but it's not the whole deal. Here we go. It's always something when you're trying to do one thing and the other thing at the same time. You know the song. It's been in movies and it's pretty popular.
Let's see if I've ever heard it.
They do this thing with late. They do later. They spell it. That's what made me do that.
Hey, have you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down.
There you go. Not too loud.
Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up
then. It's just a goofy song.
I suppose we should do. Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Indulging in my self-defeat.
Really?
We just haven't lived.
Oh, it's
in the last 6 months. Okay, year.
Now the fuzz is there from not being there on a confusing morning week.
I don't know.
Impair my tribal lunar speak.
Shoot, L-A-T-E-R.
And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me.
If you feel my
not familiar to me, neither.
Just steal my sunshine.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is the album. It was 1999, so it's not new. 25 years old, 26. Mm-hmm. But this
so
was
my
big
memory.
Yeah, no, it's probably nothing you would listen to.
No.
I was in mother mode in 1999.
Yeah, your kids would be.
What you got up to last night?
I had two teenagers.
Yeah, so I don't
know. They know it.
Gravity. It's got to exist already. Well, I just came up with that when we were fucking around. I'm like, oh, this works.
It worked.
I'm like, this is good. I'm going to go with a chorus on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You say something.
For sure.
That's how songs are written. I don't know. I'm going to fuck around with that. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if I recorded it, though.
I hope
my
you
thumb
did.
Drive filled up. So I swapped it out. But yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great room though, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It really is.
Any song you want to hear before you go? One last request. We play anything. I pay for a license here.
It's up to you.
Where would you have that thing we recorded? Would you be able to dig it up out of here?
I might actually have a copy of that.
I got to get him a copy of the disc that we did. A little confused.
Yeah, I don't know.
What song did him and I do?
In My Life.
Oh yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Dude, I got his.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was the Halloween.
Yeah.
At Tim's.
2011.
Yeah. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's it.
That's when I retired.
That's up next.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You kept it recording?
I keep everything.
That is
I
nuts.
Know it's terrible, right? Somebody's like, what are you doing? Let's listen to it, wanna?
Yeah.
That's your track? That's your.
I haven't heard it in a
while. I might have to have a beer with this. I'm not saying it's a bad
beer for it.
Dude, this is awesome. No, I keep things, but I don't keep everything to use right. against people and shit like
that. We're going
to
tweak it because I told them how it goes over the one part that I sing, and we dubbed all my
harmonies
in, and it just needs to go a little forward.
Oh, it could be better, for sure. Yeah, we'll do a remix version of that. It'll be out next fall.
Yeah.
we're going to do a whole tour.
But you can get the early bird edition.
You get the early bird.
Just send $150 to.
$150. Can you get me one of these out of there, babe? She's sitting by the amp over there. So I'm going to play this because I'm going to have a beer with this.
Yes.
I feel good though. My triglycerides were the same. They weren't even up or down. They're always around 209. Supposed to be less than 200.
It always makes me feel good.
Beer.
It's always on the edge of like, and I was 6 months without any alcohol, and my shit numbers were still shit numbers.
You blew that.
Well, don't you wonder sometimes if I didn't drink, would I be better off?
Thanks.
Absolutely, you'd be better off. But I'll tell you, you got to reward yourself, and you got to have fun. Enjoy the moment, right?
That's
all we have is the moment. Cheers, guys. Heisenberg. Here we go.
Get your Kit Kat.
He says he didn't know who Heisenberg was. I don't know.
I don't know who Heisenberg is.
Oh, it's Breaking Bad.
Here you go. We could do a way better job.
There are places
Absolutely.
I'll remember.
Wow.
All my life.
Honestly, it's not bad. You could do better.
Some have gone
and some and have that, changed.
And that's it, where we blend it in.
Do it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the album cover. I made it.
That's horrible.
That's awesome, right? Well, because when I do a track,
yeah.
I have to put a picture with it for the library. Yeah. I'm like, well, I got this from Tim's house. It's not that bad, man. The timing is a little cramped.
And these memories lose their meaning.
We had a lot more problems before this, though.
Yeah.
We had the wrong version. He's like, "This, I can't do this."
Yeah.
This is the band. This is
the
actual Beatles, and Hard One Way. And I brought them all over to stereo. So there's a little bit of...
Come here, Glenn.
Yeah, we finished. So, yeah, because they all sang on one channel. Yeah. So I just took that, turned it down, and I grabbed it.
I'm like, there that night when it worked.
All of a sudden, he's like, fucking yeah. Because this part is not easy. This is hard. This is not an easy song.
I was sitting on the stairs in your house.
We had done this for 3 weeks. At different times. And you want to... Yeah, you sound good, man. I think you sound good. Dude, that's hard. That's hard to have... You got the delivery. How the fuck you studied the shit out of that, though?
I can't believe that's me.
Yeah, he nailed the hard part. Sometimes it happens. Like, it's natural.
I know,
like,
the song, you know, so
it,
well.
You sing that song so many times, drunk or sober,
yep,
that yeah, you know how to sing that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
true.
There's songs, that's Tom Petty and me. That's like, there's some, I don't even think of what the fuck I'm doing. We were doing Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah,
can't even look at the words.
It'll,
if I look at the sheet music,
it'll mess you up.
It will sound stupid. Yeah, I'll be like, what am I doing now in my mouth? I am. You know what I mean? It's so weird, right?
Yeah, I kind of know what you
but,
mean.
But if you just like just go in my, I can't even do it right now, sitting down, but yeah, you just feel it, right? And you let that shit go.
Yeah.
It's part of energy. It's a
That's
great,
what we were talking about before, right? Yes. So when you feel something in a song, you can,
yeah,
and you can sing
G-A-R-I-V,
it.
G-A-R-A-V-I-T. Why do you always fuck with me? And it was like, I came out of the blue, and I'm like, okay, hopefully it recorded. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Because my thumb drive plugs in over there, and we record on like thumb drives, right? And they're nothing. They cost mm-hmm, nothing. But you can record for like 4 hours. Do you think I pull it out of there after doing 4 hours like Sunday? You think I would pull it out of there and put a fresh one in? Oh no.
Oh no.
That's way too hard. Yeah. Right? We used to have to worry about tape and threading it through the whole capstan and all yes, that stuff. And
you mean like I have to do?
Dude, all I gotta do is do this, pull it out, pop in a new one. No, I have none of this capstan threading, none of that. I have the easiest world going. Do you think it's easy enough for me? No. I need easier.
Well, you'll find another way to do it.
I don't know. G-R-A-V-I-T-Y. Are you fucking with me? Or why do you mess with me? Dude, I think that's a reasonably good version of that song.
Yeah.
I think we could do better.
Oh, I think so too.
If you want to try it again, you're always welcome. But, and here's the thing. I got a lot of time off. Mm-hmm. Mow the lawn. That's my big job.
Yep.
Mowing the lawn. The lawn's done. I'm good, man. I'm at the 4th of July. I was going to be off this week for just for vacation. But
no, you had other ideas.
I'm telling you, it hurts. It still Speedy. Hurts. But it hurts. It hurt a lot more, right? It's okay now, but I can't.
What hurts more, the pride or your butt and your leg?
Oh, my knee.
Yeah. Not the pride at all.
Like something's different. Like I'm walking differently.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
Oh, yeah.
For my ever.
Yeah.
So these vehicles that God issues us, you can taint them up with tattoos. You can do whatever you want. You can crash 30 miles an hour drunk or sober. It don't matter.
No.
When you get hurt, you get hurt. So these are the shells that our God gave us. We got to try to be okay with them if you want to get older. Like, you guys have done really well. You have. You have. I look to you as like, wow. You've done well. You keep yourself healthy enough.
I'm trying. It's
not easy. I know the strain genetics. It's the curse, right?
Yeah.
So
you gotta fight it.
You guys do well. I mean, you look good. You're having fun with life. You're traveling. I love to see that. I do. Honest to gosh. Don't think I don't. I
get a lot of help from JoJo over here.
She's a helper.
She's my travel guide.
Yeah. She's good at that. Oh yeah. But
well, I thought you were my travel guide. You should tell me where to go all the time.
I do.
But so you look up to certain people who play their cards right, and you guys are doing it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Cheers.
It's something that you can do with jokers, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean I still feel like how do I say this politely? I feel young. I feel like I have a lot to learn yet. Yeah. You know?
If you don't think you feel like you're learning every day, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So that was your tune that you wanted to hear, right?
Yeah, that was not bad. I'm impressed with me.
Some Glenn Miller. I typed in Glenn, and you came up, and then Glenn Miller. That's how we're listening to this right now. But if
Glenn
you have a request.
Miller and a big band song.
I just love this kind of music. It's when people were happy.
Yeah. That's what I
Well, look what they were coming out of.
Yes.
Yes.
Coming out of a big war.
Damn war.
They were like the Beatles of 64.
Uh-huh. So that wall over there, like, I can, if I go into the Buffalo Bills mode, there's the wall.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Then I have the Sabres mode.
That's my high school colors, blue and gold.
Nice. I run the rainbow.
Doing my 50-year reunion this year. 50 years I've been out of school.
It does not seem possible.
No, it doesn't. I didn't think I'd get past the third grade.
68, right? 68 you're going to be?
He's going to be 70.
You're cute, Scott.
Well, not everybody graduates at 18.
Yeah.
It takes some people longer.
Yeah.
I was when I graduated.
He was older.
19.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about 19.
Arnold Horshack here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did I say that out loud?
You did.
I did.
Yeah, take Sorry it to your grave.
Was that his first name, Arnold?
Yeah, Arnold Horshack. You remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Sweat off.
What is
Mr.
that?
Mr. Contest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder if I have that, actually.
Welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. It was Gabe. Yeah, I do have it.
Kaplan?
Yeah, Gabe Kaplan.
Yep.
I wonder if that's it. I think it is. I think I do have it. I'm amazing myself tonight.
The music to welcome back up.
When I do this over here, it's so distracting. Like, it's like, what is he doing? Surfing porn over here, you know? But it's actually the whole show. You know what I mean? It's like, so I hate to do that because
you gotta have music in the background.
I don't make eye contact because I'm too busy doing this, or I look down. And the other thing that people make mistakes, you really don't have to make eye contact, right? Because our people that listen, they can't even see us, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just
they don't know what we look like, or
they know what you sound like, though.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You sound good, Heisenberg. Heisenberg and Shades in the Morning, right here. Yeah, Heisenberg and the Principal. I like that. The Principal's Office with Heisenberg and the Principal. Yeah, you know what Heisenberg's principal was, right?
Nope.
Yeah, his principal was, you know it, right? That when you, anytime you try to make a measurement or measure mass, or the fact that you're taking the measurement alters the state of the actual analysis in a fashion that anytime you take that measurement, it shall never be true. It's Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. It is.
Really?
Yeah. So when you go to measure something, like, it's not going to be exactly what you measured it when you talk about it. That was then. But if the barometric pressure changes, that thing's going to get bigger or smaller. It's like, so the fact that you're taking the measurement puts you in a place to actually disturb the element that you're trying to measure.
That makes sense.
It does.
Right? Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. I bet your grandpa knew it. Grandpa, right. I would like to know Grandpa Strangmore.
Yeah. I would like to do.
He was a chemist, right? A fucking chemist.
Yeah.
Am I right?
No, he wasn't a stupid guy, that's for sure.
Oh my God.
Welcome back. That's what I'm talking about, right? We could do this Friday night show or whatever. Tonight's Wednesday night. It's garbage night at the Shade Tree Studios. Taking out the trash tonight. That's the way we talk about ourselves. And I smile when I think. I like this version, actually.
And I know
what a scene you were. What was one of their go-to lines on that show? I can't even think of it. It was always not.
Oh, yeah, like, I just watched Mel Steiner kiss my grits.
Kiss
What was that one-liner? Was,
On what show?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
What?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Where?
Yeah.
That was
Vinnie Barbarino. Yeah. It was Vinnie Barbarino. It was Travolta. Yeah.
What?
Where? When? You're like, so wet. It's so wild.
Oh, my God, I just had it. It came to me and it left.
Horshack and,
God. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
I think that was one of them.
Up your nose with a rubber hose. Yeah, Epstein. Epstein. That was funny, man.
It was.
Are you familiar with that?
Barely.
Too young.
Oh, but she's a teacher. She might
no.
dig
it. Welcome
back. Welcome back.
Cause we got them on a spot. Welcome back. We tease them a lot. See, these are so easy to.
Yeah, cause so much like the regular teachers that we had at that time, too.
Welcome back. Right,
well,
Gabe.
Was in New York City, wasn't it? The school was in New York.
Yeah.
The Bronx.
Yeah, and it was like impossible to teach them, so he got down on their level.
It was his last chance for teaching, and he took it.
Last chance for teaching. Heck yeah. Good. Yeah, we play a lot of old songs up here because why not, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody listens to the new stuff. I don't know. It's cool. But I do go back in time with some of these songs. Welcome
That's
back.
That's because we heard them when they were active and they were part of our life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's home. It's home to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't try to fit into the kids stuff.
It's an emotional attraction.
You should play him Richard Cheese.
Any Richard Cheese, I think? Let's take a look.
What's that, is that a guy? Or
actually, this is Richard Cheese. Well, you have to listen to the... You'd have to listen to the lyrics.
Sounds like a new concept.
Yeah, right? I know. I remember listening to the music. I'm going, oh, these guys are the best, blah, blah, blah. And then you listen to the words. I'm like,
what the hell are they talking about?
Like Van Halen, like, hey, you know, this girl.
They sold on the music.
Yeah, I was totally into the guitar and the beat. You know, I'm not. Now I do listen to the words. Mm-hmm. It's a bigger deal to me.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to come up with better words.
Absolutely. I think so. You know? Like, it's hard to find. Like, I hear a lot of remakes, and I'm like, oh, that's an old Neil Young song, but it's a young kid doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's a good rendition, but evidently we can't write anything anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's going to change. Mm-hmm. What was I looking for, guys?
Another 20 years, it'll change.
What was this?
Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese.
There you go. One of us was paying attention.
Well, I hate to have this, but, you know, we have Richard Pryor.
What?
Oh, yeah. There we go. So this is...
Welcome.
Welcome. What do you mean, welcome? What do you mean, welcome?
Sounds like the Muppets.
I know. It's going to be a lot of Muppets, Glenn. I have had to pee for about half an hour.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that song?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool. I gotta pee. It's actually really cool.
Everybody's coming in. They're all different. And neat.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees.
I picture a guy singing on a mic like that and doing.
Well, do you know the song? It's Guns N' Roses' "Welcome to the Jungle."
Oh.
He just kind of redid it different whole way around.
Yeah. So he'll take. Welcome to that jungle. Like whatever song and put it to this like crooner.
Jazz,
yeah.
Kind of
yep. But then you get to hear the lyrics and see like it's kind of ridiculous.
And when you're high, you never.
There was this swing songs back then. And there was the Hispanics had a way of their clothes. And I can't remember the name of them clothes. But that was their style. And they were and this this sounds like a guy singing with them clothes. You know, doing a split, coming down, singing with them, and spinning back up.
This guy's a trip, though. I mean, welcome to the jungle, baby.
Do you know where you are?
It makes me think of The Mask, too.
Wait, oh, yeah. Yep.
Are you talking about the carnival or the... It sounds like a carnival barker. Mm-hmm. Or like a circus.
Welcome to the jungle.
Watch it bring you to your knees.
This gin and juice is pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
Me So Horny is my favorite. But it's so terrible because, like, I don't know. It's so terrible. They're so terrible. This guy does a great job. This is Richard Cheese. Like, he's such a good piano player too.
Well, he's a comedian, so it's it's dick cheese.
Right, right.
Sounds pretty talented.
Yeah.
That's a lot of piano, though, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Grab a brush and put on a little makeup. Hide the scars and fade away that shakeup.
That's kind of nuts, right?
Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
Why did you leave the keys upon the table?
I kind of like it, though.
I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry.
So I got to get away from it, just so you know. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from the Fillmore live, one of his last shows. Well, recorded live. I can't listen to that. That jazz gets me into a fucking place at this hour that just... Jazz is for the afternoon. When the sun goes down, I need this.
Mellow out.
Yeah, like blues or...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Richard Cheese has got albums.
Did you ever get the name Chico from? Where's that?
Because I was a goaltender in hockey. And there was a goaltender called Chico Resch for the Islanders. And he didn't take any shit from anybody that was in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got that nickname because I didn't take any shit from anybody.
Cool.
I was, get the fuck out of here.
Really?
Like, yeah, if they're in front of me, no, you ain't fucking parking your ass in front of me, including my own guys. I didn't give it. I want to see the fucking puck.
So
right.
You know, so I'm just fucking pounding guys.
That's cool.
And this one guy fucking labeled me once bad. I went down. He comes around the back of the net and grabs my head, and my skates went straight out in front of me, and it went straight down in the back of my head, and I fucking saw stars. And I'm like, motherfucker, and he's laughing at me. But I don't know how long I was out. It felt like I was out for 15 minutes. But they're like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, yeah, yep, I'm okay. I'm playing goalie tonight, huh? Okay, all right. You know what I mean? It was like,
Everything swung. Yes. I'm on the ice.
Yeah,
figure this out.
I know where I am now. Yeah.
I'm not wearing stripes.
And, right. Isn't that so fucked up?
Yeah.
How many times in your life have you done that?
Not a lot.
Because girls don't do it that often, but I bet you have. I bet you've done it. You fall off a ladder, you black out. So shit happens to us guys, right? You don't want it to happen. Okay. It just does.
It does.
It happens to him a lot.
It's nice though when you black out.
I got a target on my back.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's got a big old dent right there in his forehead.
That was when I was building on the cottage.
Really?
I was taking a windowsill out.
This is back when you did everything yourself.
Yeah.
Everything.
You could hurt yourself.
Dude, he did everything. You had it all ripped apart. You fucking... They lived there with your first baby, right? You were pregnant with...
I had the motorcycle.
Pregnant with Krista, yeah.
I was recouping.
You had the Corvair, too. You still had a Corvair.
Yeah, Corvair. Four-door.
Part reverse part on the dashboard.
It was a little thing like this. It was like... Yeah, the little wand thing. Yep.
Somebody ran me over with that car.
She didn't mean it.
You sure?
She was sorry.
There's a lot of emotion.
It wasn't bad when she rolled over me.
A lot of emotion.
It's when she went forward and did it two more times.
Like,
that's what made
God,
me mad.
I'm so sorry.
See how durable we are as humans? Right?
He's like...
I'm sitting, I got a tire going across my neck.
Oh my God.
What the hell are you doing?
He's got the whole car in his hands.
For real?
He's got the whole car.
In his hands. He's got the whole car.
The starter... was going bad. I had to lay underneath and tap it with a hammer.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And she's pregnant with your first child.
I wonder if this car could crush his ass.
But this is
okay,
where...
Okay, back up.
You guys are...
Oh, wait, y'all.
So they're young, right? But they're not that much older than me.
No.
But they were in that part of life where they were figuring shit out.
We were figuring
before
out.
I had to.
Yeah.
And I learned from you guys.
Yeah.
And there was hard times sometimes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't always easy.
Hey, that's life.
They weren't, like, blessed with money and easy shit. They freaking worked. And they, you guys lived out of that cottage. Didn't you stay there one winter?
Yeah, that was the whole time when I had my bike accident.
Yeah.
I was recouping.
He's insulating that thing and stuff, getting ready for winter. These were not meant for winter.
The windows were flaps over screens. Just pieces of wood. Shutters that went over screens.
I don't remember how long we stayed there, but it
we had a little heater about that.
I think it was the winter.
And it was great. We really enjoyed it. It was fun. We enjoyed it. It was an adventure.
It was an adventure.
You guys
and it ain't over.
Right?
No.
No, you're still going.
It better.
That's
we're
awesome.
We're still going. It's still got to go.
You guys are got destination this year, right? You guys are going out west?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Where's the trip going to...
Road trip.
Where's the road trip going to end?
Going as far as Vegas, and then we're going to come back Grand Canyon, Colorado.
What are you doing? Are you driving?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. What are you going to do? You rent a car? Drive?
No, I'll take my truck.
Taking his truck.
The truck's the way to roll?
Yep.
And you got, because
I suggested Durango.
Ironically, our niece lives in Durango.
Oh, dude, you should go to Durango.
We're going.
My brother Pat's daughter. Huh?
Yeah.
I discovered the power of gummies and the delay involved with gummy consumption.
Yeah.
And that, hey, these do nothing.
These do nothing.
And guess what?
They do something.
Whee! It was not easy for Scotty. Let me tell you. Yeah, I figured that out. That's
holy
another
one. Shit, this shit's good.
Oh, God. It was so...
It's like, what? Woo. This isn't...
There's just nothing.
I don't feel a thing.
They're lying.
I'm gonna take another one.
They're all lying.
I'm going to get
just keep
one.
Eating them until you feel something.
We were at that bar, and I'm like, give me a Manhattan. And I'm like, you don't need a Manhattan.
Give me a water.
I was toast, dude. I was... That was the most, if I could have walked on water, I probably could have that night because
or
I was not,
you could.
I would, well, that's the thing. That's, there's not, if you think you can, you usually can. But
at
if
least
you think,
gonna give it a good
if
try.
You throw a free throw and you think you can't, you won't.
Don't.
But if you think you can, you probably can. But when you walk on water, physics is telling you that you can't do it, right?
But anyway, you know where the rocks are.
I've had,
there's a cool train ride.
Oh, you got to take the train ride. Oh, yeah, stay a night in Durango.
Take the last train to Clarksville.
Like a cowboy type thing?
It's a steam train.
It's a steam engine train, and it brings you up
small
to
scale too,
Silverton, which was an old mining town.
Okay. Where's this at?
Durango.
Oh, in Durango.
Yeah, it's about a two-hour tour.
And then just the cool. ride is just beautiful.
Dude, you sit there and you just... We sat in the back of it. We got the adult car. Pay a little more for that. But there's like... You can sit on the back, the very caboose car. And there's two seats and we're just watching tracks go by. And we're going up the hill and we have to stop halfway up to get water. It used to be coal. But the fuel now is fuel oil. They got a burner. So it don't have to worry about shoveling coal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right in Durango.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's fun though, dude. There's a lot
and
of people.
And then
we probably
they
stay there for a few days because his niece lives there.
It's nice there.
They let you out in this little town, and
that's where they live. Right in the Durango little town
in Silverton, and then you just they're there for like an hour, 2 hours.
About an hour, I think.
And then you just hit the quirky little shops and have lunch or have a drink.
It's a bit of a tourist trap, but it's not a bad way though.
Yeah.
Like you can.
It's relaxing.
It is.
And then you hop back on the train. Well, some people get let off. There are one-way tickets. Don't do that.
You got to walk back to your car.
It's a long drive back because you got to go around the switchbacks around the mountains to get down there where the train goes through.
Straight
back. It's a nice, that's your whole day.
We'll do that.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice ride, though. Plus, you get a free mug. We got the coffee mug.
You get a free mug?
You get a free mug.
Oh, man, we're going.
I think that was because of the last...
I get my name on it?
Yeah.
I can't take any more mugs in my car.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Friggin' mug.
You guys are going to have fun, man. That's a good trip.
We just want to... we haven't been able to be free. We've had...
Children's. Obligation.
Yeah. They're but there's married. So much else in that town.
Well, you guys are hardcore grandparents now, so yeah. I mean.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, three ways, right?
Three ways. Three kids, three grandkids.
That might be the only family with three ways of grandkids, right? You guys spread of the seed, right? Oh, welcome up, but we're never in Doves.
Bob and Sandy, they got.
Yeah.
Not your mom.
No.
Not Sue. No. Tiny. Bob, Tiny did.
Tiny, oh, yeah.
Teddy, Buck, and Judy. Don had children.
Yeah.
They're none of them.
Teddy.
Yeah. Because.
Fucking Buck miss. I miss Teddy, man.
Buck's a grandpa.
Yeah.
He was one crazy bastard, that's for sure.
Yeah. This is Patty doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
It is a good tune. Because time is on our sides, right?
Yeah.
It's all we got right now.
It's gotta be.
That's the thing. I have this belief, and my father and I used to kind of like not agree on this. Because he would buy, I'm like, you bought another watch? Who fucking cares? I go, Dad, there's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as time. There's only the moment.
Events and moments.
Only the moment. You know, sure, at 2:59 or 3:30 tomorrow, I have to be at a doctor's appointment. That's a whole different thing.
It's an experience moment.
He didn't buy it for the time. He bought it for the value.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care.
He didn't care really about time either. I think he cared about the value. He was about value.
Isn't it odd, though, that he had so much about the clocks, the watches, and so forth? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was not worried about time, but I don't think I paid my lodge dues this year. That's another thing.
Well, I keep mine right up.
Yeah, I don't think I paid mine this year. I'm like, here I go. Because I looked at my checkbook.
You're so dedicated.
Yeah. I'm so
Every
bad.
September it comes.
I thought it came in like...
September,
January.
November.
I thought it was January.
End of September.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's January.
That's when I
thought it was like November, like end of the year.
Yeah, that's when I get it and I pay it right away.
By January.
I thought I did, but here's the thing. Mm. We've taken our desks down. I used to have a desk with a computer where I do my bills, but really it's a place to put your shit. Yeah. I don't have that
place.
I don't have that place anymore because
okay,
downstairs.
George
that's
Carlin.
What we're working for.
Stuff.
Take my stuff, put it in another stuff.
George Carlin.
Yeah. George Carlin pays for my stuff.
Debbie, he was so correct.
Oh, I love
I'm
it.
Telling
he
you.
He was dead on and hilarious.
But I don't have my place for my stuff. So I think I brought it up here to pay, but I didn't pay it. I'm pretty sure because I looked at my checkbook. And I look at my account, and I don't see anything to John Street Men's Club or whatever, you know, the Akron 5 of 27.
Yeah.
You know, but we grew up as lodge people. I want to be up on that, right? So I got to do something, send some money.
Yeah.
I guess 100, what is it, 160 bucks a year now? It's more than it used to be. It's a lot more than it used to be, isn't it?
It was like 70-something. Recently, then it went up to 104.
Do you think you'll ever get active in it?
No.
I will help and do anything they need, but I just can't do the hee-ho-ha.
Well,
and that's part of it, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good people in there. But
No.
I don't have the time. I don't have that kind of time to give up.
Yeah.
I have precious time.
Understood.
And I don't know how much I have left.
Not beyond the length of your cable toe.
Or.
So, my thing is, I agree with what you say, and I just can't. My brother agrees with me here as well, is they don't really listen to you. Like, if you were to have any discussion, you would be joining their lodge. It's not your lodge, it's their lodge.
Right.
And there's nothing about your father being a past master, your bloodline being through this lodge, that means nothing.
Right.
Which is wrong. I think it's wrong. And do I need my dad's credentials and all that? Yeah, I do. The only reason I got into this thing was because he insisted.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I told him no, because...
I don't
want to. It was. You did it for respect.
We wound up all doing that one day deal.
He did it the same day I did.
You did it for respect.
Doug. Yeah.
Yep.
It was respect.
Absolutely.
And Buck.
Yep. Buck did it that day too.
I think so.
There's nothing wrong with doing something out of respect for another human being.
Mm.
So be proud of that.
It's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Unselfish act, I'd say.
Yeah. You did it for someone else.
I like it, though. I mean, I would like to get more involved.
The concept is excellent.
It's a good cause. They have great causes. Uh-huh. They just don't, it's like everywhere else. You don't have enough people. And it's dying out.
Yeah.
Because all the old guys are still doing it. The young guys are working right now. They don't have time. They're doing their family.
I completely agree.
It's just time is so different.
Well,
the way it's being used today.
8 hours for work, 8 hours for refreshment, and 8 hours for family, right?
It don't work that way.
That was the original union. That's when they built the temple.
You're right.
You know, and I'm a union member, and I preached, not preach it, but I talk about it, you know? About that was your first union was the stonecutters, right?
Yep.
Building the temple for Solomon.
Eight hours.
Yep. And that's who brought you the work day, work schedule, was the Freemasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love you guys. Thanks for coming out tonight. It's so good to see you both.
Thanks for having us. Dinner was excellent.
Yeah,
your wife's a fantastic cook.
She is.
And kudos to you to be able to say that your life is
happy.
All about her. Yeah.
Oh.
Wouldn't be you without her.
I wouldn't be the same person.
That's awesome.
I'm better.
A lot of men can't admit that.
I'm a better person because of her, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. You're both better people for each other.
Am I good enough?
Agreed.
No, but I'm better because of her.
Right. That's great.
Never be good
enough.
That's
great.
But thank you so much, guys. I love you both. Thanks for coming. I'll send you a link.
We love you too.
I think
we do need to go though.
Yeah. Well, you can listen back to tonight's show. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to do a Ricky Nelson song here because it's going out on the radio. On the table, pick up a telephone. Hello, mama, let's get some corn. I'm heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, a gold nickel in a jukebox, and we start to rock. Come on in, baby, I'm gonna take the news. So look good in the baby doll shoes. There's a 1, 2, buckle machine. 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and 46. Yeah! Baby, let's get some gone. I've been down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, and we started right. Come on in, honey, I'm gonna tell you to you. Show look good in them baby doll shoes. There's a 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, get out on the floor. About 6, I'm getting you kicked down the corner of Lincoln and 46. Woo! About 6, gonna get you kicked out on the corner of Lincoln and 46. Hey! There's your Ricky. How about a big hand from my old pal Mike Campbell over here? Mike Campbell. Mike's going to do a number for you now, being his birthday and everything. We're going to do a really cool number by The Ventures called Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Let's hear it again for Mike.
we got a brand new song for you now we're going to do. And this one was written by Michael over here. It's called The Date I Had With That Ugly Old Homecoming Queen. Well, I woke up at the Holiday Inn. I had $100 missing and a cut on the chin. She would not home. She said, son, she left a Monday with a man named John. Looking for way down the road at the Kmart store. You know what I mean? But she sure didn't look like no homecoming queen. Spotted out, I opened up my window, heard a gator growl. Sleep with no homecoming queen. back down, and you can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. I'm gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. I'm gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. And I won't back down. A song I learned at camp. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you close to me. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine from me.
Sing it!
Don't take my sunshine away. ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. But she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gonna stay. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Yeah, leave a young thing alone. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. There's only darkness every day. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. I know. Well, I'll leave the young thing alone. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And it's not warm when she's away. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
And when you pull dark barns, and your canary sing. You're out there with twitters. It's good to be clean.
Time to time.